Hello, I'm Peggy Jacobellos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, Bondi stabbing victim Jade Young farewelled at a memorial service, plans for a second safe injecting room in Melbourne abandoned, and in sport, rugby league legend Wally Lewis has made an impassioned plea for further funding into concussion and traumatic brain injuries. Hundreds have gathered at Sydney's Botanic Gardens to honour one of the six people killed in the Bondi stabbing attack. 47-year-old architect Jade Young has been remembered as a dearly loved and irreplaceable mother of two. Her mother, Elizabeth, told those gathered for the memorial that she is angry and exhausted, although she thanked well wishes from around Australia for their condolences. And earlier today, a group of 100 paddleboarders and surfers gathered at Bondi Beach, forming a heart in the ocean to honour those killed in the Bondi stabbing attack. Participant Brenda Miley says it's been healing to come together in solidarity and mateship.
With the Bondi community, you know, we're connected by the ocean, so it was really powerful to paddle out and be part of the paddle out to, you know, recognise people who lost their lives in this terrible event. We were honouring people who'd lost their lives and the people who'd been heroes. And we were connected as a community of ocean-loving people.
The New South Wales Premier says he's considering introducing new powers for police to conduct non-invasive knife searches in public following the stabbings at Westfield Bondi and at a Sydney church. The so-called wanding powers have been hailed as a success story in Queensland, where they allow police to use handheld metal detectors without warrants in night precincts and around transit hubs. The Police Association of New South Wales, Public Service Association of New South Wales, Health Services Union and SDA Union say they see a clear case for the powers to be adopted in the state. Premier Chris Minns says he's willing to look at the proposal.
Look, we are contemplating a law change, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do when you see shocking violent crime in the state that has many in the community concerned. So we're looking at laws, particularly laws interstate in other jurisdictions. I'm not going to rush those laws though. It's really important that we're able to speak with stakeholders in New South Wales and that the public understands the implications of a law change.
A new supervised drug injecting room will not be built in Melbourne despite a $270,000 government commission report pushing for a new facility in the CBD. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen acknowledged the government had previously backed a second injecting centre in the CBD. She says the government had spent a lot of time trying to find a site and couldn't find one that struck the right balance between helping users and support from the local community. Ms. Allen says instead of a new facility, more medical support around Victoria will be provided.
This is about taking action now to save lives. It is about making sure that we're building on the foundations that we already have in supporting a health-led harm minimisation approach across our alcohol and drug policy settings, and that includes, and we are proud, the safe injecting room in North Richmond. We are proud to have driven the establishment of that service, and today with the announcement and the release of the details, we are going to strengthen that service.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie appears to have deleted her social media account on X after criticising the platform's owner Elon Musk. The tech billionaire has challenged legal orders issued by Australia's eSafety Commissioner on the removal of violent footage related to a Sydney church stabbing. Ms. Lambie says she's standing up to Elon Musk.
Well, first of all, Elon Musk is just putting his ideology out there all over a platform because he's a billionaire. So let's be honest, he's a social media. He's nothing but a social media knob. All right, let's be honest here. And he is harmful, and what he's doing to kids out there and what he's doing to adults and the crap he puts over their necks, I tell you what, it has gone far enough.
In sports, rugby league legend Wally Lewis has made an impassioned plea for further funding into concussion and traumatic brain injuries research ahead of the federal budget. The Queensland great used his address at the National Press Club to open up about his experience with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. He says the emergency emerging research shows the condition is preventable.
As a footy player, I took to the field every week, determined to succeed and willing to take on the toughest opponent in every game, with no consideration of failure. Now, although I face an opponent I know little about, I remain determined. I do not seek sympathy at all, just understanding. One thing we do know is that this is the only form of dementia that is preventable, and we only get one brain.
Ahead of the May federal budget, the Concussion and CTE Coalition, made up of advocacy groups such as Dementia Australia, have called for $18 million in funding from the government. The Alliance says the funds would allow for the launch of a pilot program to help support people living with CTE and their families, along with community awareness and prevention programs. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.